Hey there, Venturers. Katie here, and we've got a terrifyingly terrific Halloween episode for your earholes this week. But first, before we get into things, we want to ask you to help us out by becoming a patron. We are currently releasing exclusive podcast content of our Descent into Avernus to our Patreon donors. So, if you came here for spoops today, there's plenty more where that came from. And now, before we get started, we've got a few words from our sponsor, Kobold Press. Want to learn the secrets of elven magic? Blast your enemies with battle magic? How about building cunning mechanical servants with clockwork magic? Well, you're in luck. Deep Magic from Kobold Press for 5th edition is now on Kickstarter. We've got time magic, rune magic, illumination, more than 575 new and compiled spells by the best in the business, including Wizards of the Coast staffers and A-list freelancers. In this supplement, you'll find new magic schools, sorceress origins, warlock patrons, feats, spells, magic items, and more. This Kickstarter is already funded and blasting through stretch goals. Check out the Kickstarter now at koboldpress.com. That's all for me. Now, pour yourself some alcohol or a cozy cocoa for comfort as we start this episode, folks. Trust me, you are going to need it.
Gather round, travelers, to hear our tale. Our heroes take a detour to locate the missing children of Bastard's Breach. Where have the youngsters gone? What evil lurks just outside of town? Who has orchestrated this devious plot? Find out in our Halloween special episode, Children of the Shroom.
Spoopy edition of the Venture Maidens. I am super excited for this episode for a few reasons. The first reason is that, you see, we have a guest here. It's Jen Vaughn. Say hello, Jen.
Hello, woo! Jen. And hello, Jet.
Jen is from the D20 Dames podcast, which is another fabulous actual play podcast. Jen is also an artist and does 100 million amazing things, but we'll have Jen tell you more in just a few minutes here. But also, other things, super excited. You might have noticed on the layout, I am not the dungeon master today. Sage is taking up that mantle. Thank God, because I have been dying under writing deadlines, and it was super awesome of them to step up and do the thing. So yeah, whatever horrors that are about to happen for this Halloween spoopy episode, it's not my fault. So it's their fault. So without further ado, Sage, why don't you kick it off? You handle all the coordination. I'm just going to sit back and just,
whoa,
you know,
whoa, we're, hang out. Whoa, all right, we're going to drive this car. Cool. All right, so yes, I'm Sage, and tonight I will be your spoopy storyteller as well as your now NPC, Barbarian Kara.
Heck yeah. Oh, crap, do I go next?
No? Go in alphabetical order!
What's up? I don't know. I can't do the alphabet. I have no idea. I was looking at my actual name and then Arnidol. I'm like, wait, that both of those check out. That's a double check.
But wait, but they're both.
I'm Brittany. I'm playing Arnidol, the Moon Elf Warlock.
And my name is Celeste Conowich, and today I will be playing your Tiefling Cleric, Chance, aka the love affair's life.
I don't know what you're talking about.
They just met.
Maybe you'll find love in a hopeless place.
She is pretty hopeless.
My name is Jen Vaughn, and I will be playing a half-orc druid, an entomancer, called Viridian Green.
And Jen, while you're here, why don't you tell people where else they can find you in the wide world of the internet?
Yeah, you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at TheJenya, TheJenya. And every Tuesday, I host a show called Jen Vaughn's Big Dungeon Show over at mixer.com/VVSpaceship. Soon to be somewhere else. I play different RPGs and run people through. And I'm very sure certain people on this show will be on that show soon. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Who could that be?
I don't know. Anyone that visits me, to be fair.
I'll keep just showing up outside.
She's here every week. Take me.
She never leaves.
I just make her hold up the table now on these lights. So. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Katie. I'm going to be playing your terrifying tiefling sorceress, Fairvalin.
Ooh, boy. Yes. So, we find ourselves all at the Elysium Keep. It's been, you know, it's getting towards the end of the day. It's probably about 8, 9 p.m. Where would you all believe you would be at around this time, Farah and Arnadel?
Definitely a library. The library.
Definitely a bar.
Yes, you and Kara are probably at the Middle Sister Inn, slinging back some drinks, talking about the shit that you've done over today, and, like, lives of adventuring, and, you know, and that sort of stuff. And it's just at this point where you and Kara have just finished your last beverage. You see Chance and a half-orc person stride up through the Middle Sister.
I kind of take my tankard in the air and I, like, wave it around. I'm like, Chance! Hey! Take a seat, bud.
Oh! Hi, I'm actually glad I found you here. This is my friend, Viridian.
Hello. There's no time to drink, I'm afraid. You're gonna have to put that right down, Farah.
Absolutely. Unfortunately. I mean, I'm not one to siphon off a good beverage, but, there's some trouble down in town and we could really use your assistance.
And what does Viridian look like?
Viridian is a very short, stocky, green half-orc, with, you know, a little tooth coming up, in a sort of tank top sports bra, leather armor, and then a pair of shorts with a bug exoskeleton skull belt buckle. And then also has these pauldrons that seem to be buzzing on her shoulders. Also side shaves all the way. So, yeah, and she's also holding, you know, a little staff and some other various weapons she would never need, of course. But she's she's basically vibrating right now because she's so worried.
I'm so sorry. My mind has gotten away from me. This is Farah Viridian, and this is Kara Viridian. Viridian is a super helpful member of New Breach. Has been helping me out with this particular situation.
So I'm just gonna get right into it, okay? So, one day a week, the kids, it's called, play away day, and we just make them leave, take time off of their work, get the HE double hockey sticks out of our faces so we can do, you know, whatever we want. Well, you know, they didn't show back up. And it's after curfew. So, you know, we're getting real worried. And, Chance has told me all about how great you are and how you could probably help. I'd certainly buy you a whole trough of booze afterwards if you want.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Chance, thank you.
Also talking about your beauty and your profile.
Oh, Brady, and I think that's quite enough. I think we can
what you look like from behind.
Get a move on. Swiftly?
Yeah, I would be happy to help. Let's just gather the rest. And she kind of like puts her hands down on the table and like gets up from her chair booty first and is like, well, let's get our friends. Let's get this taken care of. We can't have them kiddos
what
gone.
What was it, the bend and pop? The bend and snap.
With assistance from a table because, you know, that adventuring life is rough.
It's rough.
Yeah, exactly. Viridian drags her eyes up.
Oh, my.
All right, I'll go first.
Oh, yes, Kara would definitely, especially after a few pints, would definitely be checking out Viridian and be like, you're so much taller than me.
Yeah, you're like ab height, huh?
It's the best height to be, I find. Oh, man.
Nice, good ab height. Yeah.
Brittany just flexing. No, we gotta go. Come on. We'll do this later.
Yeah. Let's go get Arnadelle. I'm sure she's got her nose in a book somewhere.
Yeah, let's take this sexual attention to a library.
That'll definitely quiet it down. Let's see you all, run down the hallways to find at the base of the arcane tower. There is, of course, a library where you find Arnadelle reading a book.
Hey. Yeah, Arnadelle speaks normally. She's like, yeah, I think I'm the only one. Well, we are the only ones in here. Nobody gets up here. But hey, what's up? It's nice to see you guys.
We have a little bit of a situation down in New Breach, and we were hoping that all of you, maidens would be willing to help us out. Viridian, this is Arnadelle.
Hello, it's so good to meet you. And she puts a paw right in your face. Oh yeah, she grabs it
earnestly. She's like, oh, it's super nice to meet you. When'd you get here?
Oh, I've always been here.
What? I feel like I would have seen you. Well, actually, I take that back. I go one of three places. Here, my room, and the bar. And outside of that, I'm looking at a book or my feet. I'm sorry. It's nice to meet you. What are we doing? You're going to go help. What? Where are we going?
We're going to go find some kids.
Oh.
It's sort of like hide and seek, but super dangerous, and we don't know the rules.
Chance looks so nervous when you say that.
This is the first time that Arnadelle realizes she hasn't interacted with a child since that little baby in the bastard's. Before, when we were underground, remember? The orc boy? Or no, the elemental.
Oh, yeah, that was in Bastard's Breach. Yeah, we were underground.
Yeah, so she's like, oh, shit, I am so out of practice with children. This sounds terrible.
Well, we only need you to wrangle them. And I feel like a sternness would actually really help.
I don't know how to do that.
I'm sure your spell slinging will come in handy along the way.
Oh no, Chance, you haven't seen some of the spells that have happened lately since this change. I don't know. I'm gonna do my best to not cast a spell because there's a lot of death and darkness and tendrils. Anyway,
Chance is. He's got like a polite smile plastered to his face, but you see his eyes are just like going very, very far away.
Wider and wider. Oh.
Scarring the poor children with your dark magic.
Yeah, Arnadelle, her awkwardness they have to learn with Aaron has definitely exchanged into just regular old social awkwardness.
Viridian just sort of taps the table. Well, I'm sure it's fine if these kids come back scarred and disfigured as long as they come back.
Okay, that's the language like that I could give. We're on the same page. Okay, cool. I just needed that little bit of validation.
But maybe not. If we can help it, perhaps not. I don't know. Why don't we just get a move on and see what the situation is, assess it when we get there.
Yeah. Let's go play hide and seek.
Mm-hmm. Just seeking, mostly.
So Chance, with all the other volunteers in New Breach that have coordinated to help you all, to help everyone in the village start searching for the children, you know that the kind of quadrant that you all be responsible for searching is just off of the shore of the ocean, and then that's leading into this sort of small thicket. That's just right off of the, to the northwest of New Breach.
Yeah, I mean, Chance will lead with the surety of, like, I'm in charge here, and we'll just start leading people towards the cups of trees.
Viridian gives everyone a thumbs up. Into the breach!
Oh man, I've been listening to so much Tannis lately, and breach has just so many meanings. All right, so let's see. Light situation. Are you all carrying torches, lanterns? It is definitely dark night outside, so.
I got that good tiefling vision.
I got super dark vision.
I mean, that's what you do.
I got that normie shit.
Wait, do tieflings not have dark vision?
No, we have tiefling? 60 feet, but we don't have enhanced dark vision.
Half orcs have dark vision, so. Does someone need to hold my hand?
I think we all have dark vision, nice. So we can just roll out under the cover of night.
Definitely, yeah. You can definitely, yeah. So you're still only going to see, in those blacks and whites, or like a tiefling might see in shades of red and black. But you all can make your way out into the unlit area, lit only by a half moon. And as you come up to the shore and start, you know, or kind of tracing the boundary that's leading in of the path that's leading into the thicket, you notice that the air has a very different quality to it. It's musky, and there's this stench of peat, like dirt, like peat earth, with a sickly sweetness over top of it. It's very unusual. And as you get closer to the tree line, you notice just mushrooms and moss and lichen have just taken over these trees.
Could I? I don't know if Chance would have noticed. he's not great at nature, so he's just like, "Oh, this is a mighty stinky."
Well, detect magic.
Okay. Good. So with your detect magic, this doesn't seem to be some sort of magical effect that's creating all of this like abundance of fungi. You know, with like a lot of nature magic, you can like make plants more magically gigantic, but this doesn't seem to be of like magically enhanced necessarily.
Good old fashioned fertilizer.
Fertilizer on crack.
I say this, non magical fertilizer, guys.
You're sort of gifted with
yes,
natural
I am.
Things. is this common to this area? I admit I haven't spent much time out here.
I think it is, but there's a tinge of something else, and Viridian just sticks her hand straight up to the elbow into the dirt and sort of feels around. Come to me, my friends. And from her pauldrons, you see little bugs, blotia and fleas and flies sort of crawl down and then go into the dirt. And could I do a nature check?
Absolutely. And you get a point of inspiration.
Yes.
Because that was awesome and horrible for some of us.
Oh, yes. Everybody in chat is aware this is Farrah's favorite thing.
What's a 14 gonna do me? Or do for me?
As you plunge your arms into the soil and you turn your fingers, you uncover this profound mycelial net that is visibly grasping its fungal tendrils like this slow morning yawn. And you see it just it's visibly growing and stretching before you as it is just forming a mat underneath this the forest floor.
Oh, I hate to be the one to tell everyone, but I think we're on a trap.
And you know, like, there's definitely, like, you know, that this kind of growth can be definitely very magically enhanced, but you don't know necessarily what would cause this, but you know that there are spirits of great power in nature that can cause this, like, surge of growth to happen.
Yeah, Viridian sort of relays that, and yeah, like great spirits of the forest. Sorry, Farrah, the ghost kind, not the booze and winks. I think that kid's probably, you know, they're always touching things, putting things in their mouth, so maybe they angered something. I don't know, I'm just guessing.
Okay, do you have any insight on what we might be facing in there? And Chance kind of looks nervously, like, at the trees. He's just, like, dressed in, like, street clothes right now, so he's like...
I don't know, but I hope they're a fun guy. I'll just leave. I'm sorry.
I really don't think this is the time for jokes, Viridian, but all right.
No, I needed that. So did the bugs just go back in, or did they just hang out after they go out?
Say that again, the kids?
The bugs.
Oh, they've all, like, resumed their home underneath Viridian's pauldrons.
Okay.
She's got double pauldrons, so, you know, some bugs, mm-hmm. I guess the bigger ones are on the bottom and the lighter ones. Less full of blood and other things.
Keep talking about this.
Okay, let's get
it's like a ziggurat moving. Of bugs.
You asked, so I just wanted to answer, you know. Yeah. Everyone a, mm-hmm. Paint everyone a picture.
Yeah.
With interstitial fluid. Sorry.
Kara, why don't you go first?
Yes, and of course, as always, Kara takes the lead boldly Jesus Christ, words. boldly striding down the path. What is the rest of the order after her?
Chance would like to be in the back.
Yeah, Farrah's not a go-first kind of girl, so she'll be in the back, too.
Viridian will be behind Kara.
I'll be in the middle, I guess. Yeah, middle, right?
Warlock sandwich.
Yeah.
there you go.
Cleric's in the back. Oh, except not a real cleric.
Hashtag not a cleric.
Wait, so this trap didn't happen. It was gonna.
I think it's just more like the whole situation is there's something weird going
growing around us.
Yeah.
And as you step down the path, you notice that the earth that you're walking on, instead of being like hard packed ground, is very spongy because of this like net underneath the soil that is cushioning your steps. So you notice as you walk, it's very quiet. And you hear, you know, the crashing of the waves on the shore not too far away. You hear the night chirp of birds as they find their nests for the evening. And as you're walking down the path, it's been about 20 minutes or so, you haven't seen much of anything. But I would like for one of you to roll a d4, please.
Nose goes.
I'll do it. 3.
So as you're walking along, you hear a crack of branches, and Arnadel, as you're like stepping over this big overgrown root, you feel something plunk onto your back.
Does it knock me over?
No, it feels like about the size of maybe like a small cat, maybe.
But Alistar's with me, which is the first thing that I turn around to check. He's been on my shoulder, but I'm like, wait a second. So there's another thing.
Yeah. As you turn your head and glance over your shoulder, you see these huge pincers clicking at you and Alistar. And it's got this like abdomen like a June bug. And it's clawing up your shoulder, looking as if it's going to pinch your face.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, you do know that I was going to take a split second to determine, even if it looks creepy, I'm going to want to make sure, like, what species? I need to know the genome. Whatever the fuck word, I don't even know.
And the phylum. Yes.
But I can very quickly determine that it is menacing.
Yes. Definitely.
Clacky.
Since Alistar is on my shoulder, can I make, like, a reactionary attack with this little scorpion tail? I feel like he would be quicker than me with his little... I mean, he's got blind sense. I don't actually have his stats. Let me look. Well, let me just roll to hit first.
Call it a +4 and like a d6 of damage.
All right, cool. So that's going to be a 15 to hit?
Yeah, that'll definitely hit it.
You want me to roll a d6?
Yeah.
That's very generous of you. Thank you. 2 damage.
So as, like, Alistar, he makes his little squeak, and he farts a bunch of glitter. And he flicks his little, stinger tail into this thing, and it lands, like, right in the back of its head, and it just clatters back onto the ground, and now you can see its dead body as its legs curl up in towards its abdomen.
Huh.
Oh! Viridian runs over, what did you do? And like picks it up like a baby. Oh no.
It makes a few last clicks with its pinchers and you're cradling arms.
I am cradling Alistar at this moment. Just like both of us, we're vibing on that telepathy thing where we're both just like freaked the fuck out and not okay about it. So I'm just like, no. Oh, what?
Arnadel, like, I could have helped. Like, this is what I do. They could have helped us.
I'm sorry. I'm really sorry.
Just tears running down Viridian's cheek and splashing on its abdomen. And
I have a strong mixture of feeling sincerely sorry, but also like the intense repulsion of like narrowly missing a spider dropping on your head. You know, like, I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. I don't. You know what? I don't know what to say, except I'm really sorry for killing.
It's okay. It's okay. We're a new group. So, I'll just, if there's any bugs, I'll get them off you in future. Okay. And also, can I, and she, Viridian holds up the body. Can I have dips?
Yeah. Wait, Arnold's curiosity takes over. Like, can you tell me more about these things? Like, actually, I'm kind of curious. What do they have? Like, some properties? Like, tell me about it.
So I don't know, Sage, yeah. Can I?
Well, Severidian, as an Entomancer, you are a master of knowledge of these creatures. And this is not something that has ever occurred in the natural world to your knowledge. Like, right off the bat, you know that this is like a weird mix of different kinds of bugs that have come together.
Yeah, Viridian looks down. Well, using my Amatidia, I am able to see the ways of the wings, and I can tell you that this is not natural.
Yeah.
Chance is just like, oh my god. He's like looking, he's looking over at Farrah, kind of like looking up at the trees, so out of his element.
Yeah, Farrah's like got a big like polite smile on her face, but her eyes are just dead. She's like, oh.
I think Arnadel's still in disbelief that magic, like she's like, surely super fertilizer isn't doing this. She's just like trying to fit, because she does, you know, she's more magic-y, not so much like natural world-y. She's just like looking at it, detect magic again, just to make double sure that this isn't like some kind of curse or enchantment.
Yeah,
just
Sage. Can we see stitch marks on the bug?
There aren't stitch marks, but it almost does seem like they've kind of been glued together. Maybe.
Oh, all right. And she's sort of like licking one of the legs.
I'm sorry. Do you know of anything that could possibly do this? Either of you who are a little bit more magically minded.
I mean, arcana check?
Guidance.
Yeah, sure.
Plus 3 to your roll.
Damn, this is gonna be like hella. Hold on.
We're still smart. Hold on.
So,
if anybody else ever needs guidance,
oh my god, I got a 27 on that.
So, you know, thinking about all this like fungal growth that has like randomly kind of occurred in this forest and looking at this bug, you think there are when a wizard or a druid or other like very, very powerful creatures go through an area, like you could have a very powerful druid whose, you know, whole thing seems to be bugs, perhaps, that when they get to such a huge level of power that they actually change the terrain around them as if their aura just brings like with them, carries through their magic. And so,
oh, Raven Queen, been to her realm. Definitely remember.
Yeah, like if a Raven Queen were to walk through a place in the mortal realm, it would turn to raven feathers and darkness and gloom. And you know, when beings of a certain power like have that, it just, their aura just changes their environment around them.
I want to slowly, with the dawning of this realization, turn to Viridian and be like, can I ask you a candid question, if not definitely obvious?
You mean other than this one? Of course.
Yeah, you're a druid, aren't you?
Yes,
you love bugs.
That's right. I've been tasked with many things in Newbreach, including making sure that the soil is rich enough for things to grow and that we have all of the bugs that are available around the world. And I also have 2 bugs that are going, extinction. So I have to make sure that they mate. She's going to keep going until you stop her. And so that involves a lot of.
No, sorry. The way that you're holding your hand up, I was like, are you going to talk about scabies? Like. It's like I'm holding them inside of me right now.
That is how I got them to mate, was actually on my hand.
Oh, actually, so Arnold's like, that's actually pretty precious. But she's like, no, task at hand. She's like, I apologize for the directness of these impolite questions. Who do you worship?
Who do I worship? I worship death, of course.
Oh, okay.
Just the capital. That's who my body is promised to. And that's why the bugs, that's why they help me. Because when I die, once I'm very powerful, of course, my body will become a home and a feast for future generations.
Tight. That's actually, she's like clicking with you on the like sciencey side of this. She's like, oh yeah, fuck yeah, cool. So.
Chance pulls a flask out of his bag and is hitting that shit and passes it to Farrah and to Kara.
I'm sorry, my curiosity Kara's has like, peaked. Arnold's loving the knowledge that she, like a fresh perspective on like knowledge that she kind of has, but like, this is all new territory for her. So she's loving it. And she's like taking notes and shit. She's like, yeah, okay, cool. Yep. And so Beautiful. Who else? And also, who do you think might have been powerful enough? I mean, you've come into contact with like powerful nature beings. I'm sure you have come across maybe some kind of natural response like this before.
Yeah. Hold on. I should. And Verdi just looks out. Mom? No, I'm just kidding. I don't think I know. Maybe and Verdi just like goes back to the ground and sort of touches the dirt, the soil, the overgrowth, the ferns.
Lots of small little pincher bugs crawl to your hand and start to wind up your arms.
Hello. Oh, hello. Oh, you're Jeffrey. You're Joffrey. You're Jeffina.
Okay, I don't mean to cause fuss or anything, but we should probably get a move on if these kids aren't going to find themselves. And maybe we can talk to more bugs along the way. Or
Yay.
Whatever. Takes another pull.
I was like, right. Onward, I guess.
Swiftly. Yeah.
And as you continue down the path, you can see that up ahead of you, it opens into a kind of chilly, cleared out area where you see... where you see what one would call a fence. A fence would be a generous term, upon which is a sign that has been clearly scrawled by a child that says, keep out, in all caps, with a backwards K, and an exclamation point.
Cute. In common?
Yeah, in common.
This is like a Lord of the Flies situation here, like...
Yeah. Hello, kids? Are any of you hiding in there?
There's a moment of dead silence. And suddenly, you feel almost a rumble in the ground beneath your feet. And you hear this faint chanting that starts to grow just a little bit louder every time. Deshni lesaf, deshni esef, zuktmoy lasil, ewa re zuktmoy. And it just keeps repeating over and over and over again.
What language is it?
What?
It is an abyssal.
Ooh, damn.
I do not speak that.
I got infernal, not abyssal.
Farrah, do you speak abyssal?
No, I speak infernal.
Damn it. Wrong dialect. Close, but no dice.
I knew I should have taken the other course in school.
The other side of the blood war.
Just the south side of hell.
Yeah, precisely.
Okay, well, that does not sound good. Can I tell where the sound is coming from? Or is it underground? Is it all over? Like, what's happening?
It's coming from all around this clearing and through the holes in this hastily thrown together fence. You can see these glowing eyes of several dozen small beings scattered in the clearing. And as you look towards the center of this clearing, you see this massive oak tree that would be thousands of years old that's housing this kind of L-shaped ramshackle like conglomeration of old milk crates and cardboard to make this kind of like shitty clubhouse. But you hear it coming from all around this clearing and up and in the tree.
Cool.
How far away is this? What's the diameter?
The diameter is about 50 feet through this fenced-in area. It's like, it makes roughly a circle.
Okay. We're like walking into
the... cast mage armor on myself.
Yeah. Check. Chance is going to disappear.
I think... I want to do some like logical deduction here. I guess like a, I don't know, perspective check. No, I'm just deciding on whether investigation or if perception would be better for this. She just wants to get a gauge. Are these the children?
Yeah, just throw a straight intelligence roll.
Okay.
Not too shabby.
That'll be a 21. I love my math.
You're guessing, yeah, these things, the about of where the eye levels are that you're seeing in sort of in the distance, about 30 feet ahead of you, where their eye level is, you're like, that's child height or dwarf height, you know.
Child, dwarf.
It's about Kara's height.
Might be halfling, we'll see. But and their little voices, the voices are all like whispery.
The voices sound like children.
Ugh.
Oh, this is terrifying.
Can I determine if this is a spell that they're casting?
With that, I would say, you know that chanting is used in a lot of arcane magic, usually as a necessary component for summoning.
Yeah,
things.
That's what I thought. That's fuck. We gotta like fucking interrupt it, don't we?
I am now invisible. And I am trying to creep closer to, like, into this fort. Is there a way into the fortress, or is it all, like...
Where the sign that says keep out is taped on is, like, has been nailed on to, like, a door that you can... shitty door that you can open and go through. Otherwise, you can, like, pick over the fence pretty easily. It's only, like, 5 feet tall.
Just okay. I'm gonna do some flips and shit. Now that I'm invisible, I'm gonna do a rogue flip over this wall. I'm gonna get behind these kids and see what's going on. Nobody knows how cool it is because I'm invisible as shit.
Yeah, go ahead and make it an acrobatics or a stealth check to see how well you pull this off.
That would be a 27.
Beautifully, and you. Everyone feels it in their soul. The wish.
You're like, something beautiful just
is that we don't like, hear why. You or see a cloud of dust upon landing. You just, nothing.
I've been training my whole life for this moment to flip into this fortress made by children.
Down with the pillow.
Does anyone need a lift? And Radiant's just smiling, maybe a little too big.
Oh no.
Arnadel's looking for the salt circle to fucking smudge to fuck up the summoning of whatever the fuck is coming through the ground. She's looking around for like something to fuck up this process.
Dude, make a perception check.
Oh great, I've been rolling fucking fantastic up until now. You said perception? That's gonna be a 10.
Verdine would like to look for a sugar circle because these are kids.
Good call. Where's the pixie stick? Where are they at?
They snorted on.
Where are they at?
Yeah. Oh, I only got an 11, so
not we're both just
anything.
Like.
Yeah. So the both of you are just kind of like looking your heads around, and now as you've gotten up and you've approached the fence, and you're now looking in, you see that there are just on the ground itself, there are maybe like 3 dozen children. Whose flesh has turned this kind of ashen gray, and their eyes are this bright, beaming yellow. But around their eyes is the stain of black, as if it were maybe some kind of mold that's grown on their flesh.
Does it look like it's coming from in and spreading outward, or like they ate it? That might be difficult to tell the difference.
Okay. Yeah. Until you examine, like, really look at one up close, you're not going to be able to determine that.
Are they standing in, like, a formation of any kind? Or, like, in a circle and looking down at something?
They're standing, like, kind of equidistant apart from each other, circling around this tree and looking up. And now as you look into towards this clubhouse, you see this pulsing sickly green light coming through the cracks of the wood.
Wow, this is a cool rave. I've never been to one. Is this it? We just watch kids? It's not it. I know it's not. I'm sorry. We gotta get in there.
Yeah, chances up. He's like trying, he's getting up the tree. He needs to see what's going on. He's mad. This is terrible. Sneaking around.
Alright, so you're gonna try and make your way up the tree.
Hell yeah, man.
Let me look at a thing.
No, you don't need to. I just do it.
it just happens.
I do it. It's great.
Hey, well, while that's happening, you see a Viridian sort of smack her six pack and go, it's go time. And and then turns to Farron and goes, you might want to look away if it's not your thing.
What do you mean?
And then you see her six abs glow. as these legs sprout, these phantasmagoric insect legs, and she then like shifts, so she's like got her, you know, looks like she's kind of planking, and then lets the legs like carry her up the tree, so her hands are still free.
Oh my god, I am like fucking fascinated by this. I don't think Arnadel's really interacted with a druid yet, so she's like, is this wild shape? I'm like, fuck it.
This is what it is like.
She's never seen it in real life. She's only read about it. You know, they're kind of like reclusive.
Right. I rolled for vomit.
Well, did you, it chunks vomit. Or no chunks?
She does one of those little like,
Yeah, hold it. Hold it in.
Okay.
Yeah. No, okay. We're good.
Swallow
yeah.
that.
Yeah. We're good.
Okay.
Okay. That's normal.
Just to heave. Okay.
Wow.
All
right. So, Celeste, you are making your way towards the tree.
It's me, Celeste, climbing up this tree.
Chance begins having to weave through these children. And as soon as you had hopped over beautifully over the fence, all of a sudden, as you land in you're like, oh, yes, that was badass. I am undetectable. As you land, you suddenly feel the gaze of all these children as they slowly turn their heads towards you.
They can see me.
And after they finish their last line of chanting, they open their mouths and worms just spill out.
I want to go home.
Hey there, adventure people. Are you scared yet? Now is the perfect time to flip on the lights, get under the covers, and cozy up with a good snack before we continue our dark adventure. If you're liking this adventure so far, I've written it up and it'll be posted soon on the Venture Maidens Patreon feed. That way you can also terrify your players by running this as a one-shot or incorporating into your own campaign for a spoopy surprise. Speaking of things that are awesome to incorporate into your D&D sessions, I cannot more highly recommend D&D Beyond. It has been such a lifesaver as a player and as a storyteller. In fact, I created this very encounter in the easy-to-use encounter builder in D&D Beyond. And if you haven't heard of D&D Beyond, which, I mean, honestly, I don't know how you haven't. It's on our Twitch stream. But if you haven't, since you are one of our amazing podcast listeners, well, it's an official digital toolset and game companion for Dungeons & Dragons. You can use D&D Beyond to build characters, track companions, run adventures, and do so much more. They literally have every published book for purchase on D&D Beyond, so you can run Curse of Strahd right from your iPad. It's so cool. But aside from all the books that you can purchase, it has so much amazing content that's for free, like all the basic rules and lots of great articles. It's such an amazing resource for veterans and new people. Seriously, playing D&D has never been so easy. But alright, has your heart stopped racing yet? Well, tuck yourselves in for the rest of this mystery.
Okay.
And they continue chanting louder as it's becoming this roar that is whistling through the jungle. And it begins to just seep inside your mind as this madness almost just begins to rack and bounce back and forth in your head. And I'm going to need you to make a wisdom saving throw.
I need an adult.
I am the adult.
Crap. Oh, God. At least that was good. Okay, so 15 on the die. Oh, and I'm a cleric, so that'll be a 24.
As you feel this madness begin to rack your head, how is it that you're able to stabilize yourself in this situation?
You know, Chance. Chance grew up in the mean streets of the city. And, I have seen a lot of horrible things in my lifetime. He belonged to a cult for a while. It was a whole thing. So this is actually not the worst thing he's ever seen.
Not the worst.
So by comparison, and most of it also, he's really, really angry at whatever has done this to the children. Mm-hmm. So a lot of that anger to like stay focused and get this done is carrying him through.
Definitely. So you managed to just to brush off this feeling and you're able to stride forward.
Oh, God.
As children reach their listless hands out towards
you. Like, no. As I'm like making my way to the base of this tree.
And they begin to shamble slowly, step after step after you.
Can we see this?
Could someone help? Where the hell are all of you?
You're invisible.
Well, that doesn't seem to be doing shit.
Yeah, to the rest of you, Chance is invisible, but now you see this sort of like ripple in this tide of children who have turned their gaze and apparently are following after something.
Oh my God.
And I'm yelling, I'm like, Jesus Christ, like, what the?
Good job, keep on going. God.
Hearing that, I take a big gulp and I look over at Viridian and I was like, you said something about a lift?
I did. So Viridian's going to whisper into the wind. I'm trying to make a roll on this. To cast sky surfing.
That sounds cool. What does that do?
Well, it's not going to work is what's going to happen. So it's when I harness the call of the local exos, the bugs, and they can use them as a form of transportation in the shape of a surfboard or, you know.
That's cool.
Whatever. A clump of floating bug disc. But I think they're all tired or inside those children.
It seems like it. Mm-hmm.
God. Yeah.
But I'm on top of this fence, so I'm happy to reach a hand down and try to bring you up. If you can get close, you want to get close to these legs?
Yep.
Okay, whatever you're going to do, do it fast.
Yep, go. Just yank, throw me over. Let's go.
Okay, I got a 23 in strength.
Oh, holy shit.
Strongest bug in the world.
Yeah, so you're just like, yeet. And Farrah goes.
Yeet.
You can yeet Farrah over the fence with ease. She's a beanpole anyway, so you're just like, yeah.
Kara, Arnadel, you want to go? You gonna lifeguard over here?
Oh no, I'll jump on there.
You know, just watch, make sure we don't die.
Up we go.
Alright, yes. So we can all definitely make our way across. Why don't we go ahead and roll some initiative so we can sort how things are gonna go.
Whoa, that's a natural one.
That is a 15 for me.
That's a 16 for Chance.
17 for Viridian.
God, what am I gonna attack? This is terrible.
Go for the ankles.
No, they're children!
So I said ankles, I didn't say like their guts or, you know, their heads.
They don't
eyeballs.
Have to walk.
We can't have feetless children. I've rescued
it's
your
called
children.
Behavioral management.
They don't have any feet, but okay. Here you go.
Chance, what if you tickled them?
Are you seeing what I'm seeing here? They got ooze falling out of their mouth. Hey! And I like slap one away from
It just like kind of like swishes to the side.
Oh God, no.
Ooh. Oh God.
Instead of expecting to feel like the hard body of a human, it feels soft
spongy.
And kind of squishy and spongy.
Mmm.
Can I make like a
cute
like a arcana or medicine check to kind of determine if these kids are beyond help?
Yeah. That's gonna make this whole process much easier.
Yes.
Do we kill it? Can we kill it with fire?
Yeah.
Yes. Literally.
Blight that shit.
This will greatly determine my first move of combat.
Go ahead and make an arcana check.
Okay, that's good. That's 15 plus 8, 23.
So you can think with powerful enough magic, since this is, you might be able to reverse the effects of this. Since these kids have only, you know that they've only gone missing today, so this effect must be relatively new. So you think you're still at a good amount, in a good window where a powerful enough cleric should be able to reverse this.
Not me. Okay.
All right. So first off, now that you all have entered beyond the fence, I will need the rest of you, everyone except Chance, to make a wisdom saving throw.
12.
19.
I got an 18.
So, Arnadel and Farrah, you are okay. You are able to shake this feeling of madness from your head. But Viridian, you just feel all these insects, this fungus, this growth of this natural environment. It's so powerful. And you hear these children chanting, and somehow when you hear it and you feel that you're in this place of power and this sort of temptation to just give into it, to succumb to it, to become one with this powerful nature, and you fall incapacitated to the ground as you just, you're in the place of bugs.
Viridian just like got her hands clasped out and was like feeling the mud and the dirt.
Turn around and look.
So, like, yeah, Katie, Farrah, and Chance, you see your half-orc companion just racked with ecstasy, just drop to the ground.
I honestly don't know if that's normal or not, so Chance is like, I don't...
Seems par for the course!
plus, I'm busy being chased by demon mushroom children, so...
All right, so Viridian, it is your turn. You may go ahead and make another wisdom saving throw to see if you come out of your
reverie.
Stupor. Yeah,
are you sure you want to get out of this?
Yeah, no, she wants to help some freaking kids. 16?
Not quite.
Oh my god!
Oh, rough.
Well, she completes. No, geez, sorry.
It's okay. This is not a family-friendly podcast.
I figured there were a couple of fucks going around, so.
Yeah.
Chance, this is your turn.
Fuck! Okay, I'm going to try something that probably won't work, but Chance is desperate. And I've never successfully used this spell, so here we go. I'm going to cast Calm Emotions on the swarm of children.
Okay.
So here we go. if they aren't immune to charm effects, then
they are.
Basically they are. Fuck!
Wait,
it's not a charm. Hang on. A creature can wait. You can attempt to suppress strong emotions in a group of people, each humanoid in a 20-foot radius. Charisma saving throw. Oh, it's not a charm effect. Okay. It is not a charm. Oh wait. I can just calm their emotions down. We can just calm everything down.
Everyone can take a step back.
Charisma saving throw, please. DC 17. Calm down.
No.
If they're humanoids, though, I guess.
They are humanoids.
Okay.
They are not calmed.
Did you guys ever see that
and
meme?
It still has never worked.
Okay, so Chance is like, so he pops out of invisibility as he's like waving his hands around, and he's like, okay, nope, that's not working. That is definitely not working. That's not working. Definitely not working. And how far is the tree trunk from me? Because I want to get to that glowing.
Yeah, it's probably about 10 feet away from you as you're right up against the tree, basically right up against the tree now. You can see that there is a ladder that's been, like, nailed into the trunk of the tree so that you can easily shammy up it.
Yeah, I'm gonna hustle my ass up that up that ladder.
So you hustle your ass up the ladder. It just takes a second to... there is a trapdoor that you can push up in to climb into the base of the L.
Was my Foley.
As you push open the trapdoor, flecks of this kind of moldy moss substance flex onto your face. And it's slimy. And it...
Again, I grew up on the streets. I've had worse things in my face.
Oh, no.
I'm learning so much about Chance today.
Second Chance, everybody.
And as you fling open this door and you crawl up inside, suddenly you feel this lash of this tentacle just grab your ankle. And it does.
Oh, was that an attack?
Yes.
It would have disadvantage to attack me because my cloak of displacement.
Ah, yes.
That's tight.
The lash of this tentacle reaches out and grabs your ankle.
Butts. Big old butts.
And it does 15 damage to you.
Ow!
Jesus.
As it burns.
I yell, tentacle! Tentacle appears!
Wait. Where are all of us? You are still... Viridian's still, like, in the ground. Yeah, loving life.
So basically, she had helped you all over the fence. You guys might have, like, run forward a little bit, but she has like, dropped on the ground. So you are all about 25 feet away from the base of the tree.
Chance
has just shot up and into the clubhouse.
Okay, got it.
And now that you can see as you're up there, you see this figure who is cloaked in this robe that is entirely composed of fungus. Just has these large sleeves just frills of shelf fungus, and they wear this porcelain mask, and they're reaching these worm-like hands outward as you can see that they are the source of this sickly green pulsating light.
Awesome. Well, that has been all of my actions for this turn, so I am here looking at that.
Sarah!
Okay. So, do the kids look like they're, like, moving in towards Viridian, or do they seem like they're just ignoring her because she's part of the hive or whatever, you know?
They seem to be ignoring her and going after Chance.
Okay.
Protect. I don't know why I do.
Is there any way that I could, like, get past them to try to go up the tree as well without invoking, like, 18 million attacks of opportunity from small children hands?
Not really, but you did see Chance basically, I mean, you quote-unquote saw Chance weave through this kids, and even though they seemed to notice Chance, they reached out hands to him. They don't seem particularly hostile yet, but there is no way, you gotta go through them.
Sure. So I'm going to try to weave through them as well and try to go up this tree.
Yes, and definitely with this mass of this mycelium and these vines and all this fungus that is around here and all the children, this is definitely difficult terrain, so it'll take pretty much all of your movement just to get to the base of the tree.
Okay. I think that I'm going to use my action to cast Spirit Guardians, but I'm not going to make the children, like, enemies of it.
Okay.
So I'm just getting that ready for when I can move up.
Cool. All right. Yeah, definitely, Kara, afterwards, after you've summoned your beautiful surly boys to protect...
Dem thighs.
Gonna squash! you see Kara, of course, bolting her way towards the base of the tree and is getting ready to climb up of it after Chance. Chance, as you're standing in this room and you see this figure before you.
Yeah.
They take a hand and they bring it to the back and they bring out this staff. And they point it at you as if they're going to attack you with the spell. And they have disadvantage, right?
Yes.
And you see as they flourish this staff and point it at you, you see this pulse of green light emanates towards you, but you're able to duck just in time.
Oh, crap. Yep. I feel so safe. Feel really good about all my choices.
And then for Farrah and Arnadel, for what you see now as Kara is beginning to climb up the base of this tree, this tentacle that lashed out against Chance that now lashes towards Kara, and it just pulls out a chunk of her hair, and she's like, ah, goddammit!
Rude. Exceptionally rude tentacle.
Little fucking droplets of
leaf
blood.
Snatching up in here.
Oh my god.
We should have Vaselined up before we went in.
And you see little droplets of blood go flying. And then the children now, they start swaying gently back and forth. And they go and make their way now towards Viridian, and they outstretch their hands toward you, and they say, "She is all is her." And they, yeah, very cult-like, making their way over towards
yeah.
you. And Viridian, it is your turn. I will say you have advantage on the saving throw to snap out of this.
Ooh, didn't need it. Dirty 20.
Sorry, nice. Thank you, though. Yeah, you're like, ah!
She sees the kids and just goes, oh, no.
And you're able to, yeah, stand up and you have the rest of your turn.
Yeah, stands up. Her bug legs probably disappeared when she was in her state, unfortunately. But she is going to, She, again, looks around, I'm sorry, Ulfair, I'm so sorry, don't look, and, and black, 6 black legs start pushing out of her mouth and peeling the skin away from her body as a beetle emerges and pushes the Viridian skin down onto the ground, and a large clacking beetle, like, pushes through the kids and goes up to the tree to start climbing to help.
Oh, it's
and
so
that
beautiful.
Is wild shape, Arnadel. Or that's my wild
shape. Oh my
god, shape.
Arnadel, I didn't give you your initiative. What did you roll?
I rolled a 1.
Oh my god. Who's the enemy?
I don't even
I'm
know.
I'm just scared everywhere I look.
Everywhere I look is bad.
This is truly hell. I thought we were playing Descent into Avernus next week.
Druids wild shape anywhere they want.
It's yeah, true.
You're
it's
right.
True.
You're so
that's
right.
Very, that's very true. Like, you know, like, what is it? When the metamorphosis.
Kafka.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't read that yet, and I'd really like to. Wait, I'm thinking Kafka on the beach or actual Kafka?
No, Kafka's metamorphosis. Metamorphosis.
Yeah. The man who becomes a cock.
Oh, yeah, that. Yes, I just
yes.
watched a TED Talk on it. Haven't read it. Yeah.
This is all Arnadel speaking, too, I hope.
Oh. We're both just sitting there scratching our chin, like, you know, I haven't read it. No, this is fascinating. She's, like, really stoked about it. It is unsettling, but, like, her curiosity and interest, like, surpasses that. And she's definitely like, you're going to have to do that again, please. And I'm going to have a lot of questions. I have so many. But anyway.
You see the beetle shake its head.
Oh, my God. You can understand. Holy shit. I'm so excited.
Is wild shape for you an action or a bonus action?
Oh, it is a that's fine. That can be my only turn. Yeah, I'm on the tree though. I'm climbing.
Yes, you can definitely make your way over there. Yeah. And yeah, get to the base of the tree. Mm-hmm. Arnadel, I'm so sorry. What would you like to do in your turn?
Also climb the tree.
Yes.
Actually, I really have been trying to test out levitate. Does anybody else want a little balloon floaty up action?
I don't think anyone else is standing by you.
Oh.
I think everybody's looking around.
And yeah, everyone's made their way towards the tree, so you'd have to run over there, and then you could touch someone.
I'm guessing it's like balloony, right? Like I just cast it and then float up 20 feet.
Yeah. Do you need to use like the walls and stuff to push yourself around? Yeah.
It says that you unless you use other things, you just float vertically.
Okay. So once you get up there, you're gonna have to be able to
like swim,
drift away like a balloon.
Yeah. Arnadel just swim headbutts the guy. Take that, you fiend.
Yeah.
I'm guessing if I'm by like a branch or something, I can kind of like push myself.
You
will be like Willy Wonka.
Yeah.
All right. But now, as it seems that the children have lost their prey, their eyes turn from a yellow to a red, and suddenly they seem angry, and their voices deepen into this just inscrutable growl, and their fingers lengthen and sharpen as their nails take on this shiny black carapace, and they begin to reach out and rake their fingers on you all who are down by the base of the tree.
Are any of us still there?
Yeah, so you're all basically, or like, because you have to, like, you can only go one at a time, so you all kind of, like, have to queue up to climb up.
Well, I'm floating.
So yeah, Viridian had gotten there first, and then, Kara, Farah, and then Viridian, and then Ardadel got there last.
Yeah.
So you're all kind of like, shit, go up, go.
Pushing each other's butts.
faster, please. But as they just are like recklessly just reaching out their claws, and they don't make purchase, but you feel them as they have turned their anger towards you. And Farah, it's your turn. You're ready to climb up.
Climbing this tree. Get the fuck out of here. Can I get up with all my movement?
Yes, definitely. But as you do, and as you climb up, you see this tentacle begin to lash out towards you.
Cool.
What is your AC?
It's 17.
It lashes out right against the bark of the tree, and it clatters, breaking one of the steps, but you're able to dodge just in time and then scurry your way up the wrist.
Nice. Okay. So I see this freaky guy now.
Mm-hmm.
Real spoopy. I'm gonna go ahead and bonus action. Oh, so first off, my spirit guardians come up with me.
Nice.
So do we want to wait till his turn for that damage, or?
Does it say when they start their turn?
Says the first time or when they start their turn. So
okay, yeah,
I can't
so
do
the,
it.
They'll get it now. Yeah,
okay.
Once they move up.
All right, that's 9. 15 and 18 points of radiant damage.
Nice. So you see, not only do you see this fungus person taking this damage, but also you see this sort of moss and lichen that had grown around the trapdoor that now your spirit guardians have turned their attention to. So now you are aware that there is something around the trapdoor.
Oh, gross. Okay.
Some sort of hospitable creature that has probably been the one lashing its tentacles at everyone.
Cool. Jerk. So I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to bonus action. I'm just going to lay it all out there. I'm going to cast a spiritual weapon right behind the dude. and I'm going to go ahead and try to make that attack roll. Oh, no. that's a 15. I don't think that hits.
It does not.
Okay. And then bonus action. Can I see the thing that my spirit guardians can see? I assume if they know it, I know it. So then I'm going to go ahead and try to firebolt whatever the fuck that is.
Sweet.
Okay, that's going to be a 24.
That definitely does hit.
Sick. All right. Let's do 3d10. All right, that's going to be... Ooh, 24.
Nice.
And... I'm going to try to move myself as far away from both of them as I can, if I have any more movement. If I don't, I'm going to stand there and be like, fuck!
Yeah,
yeah, and chances, right?
Yeah.
Standing right there next
so
to you.
As you're in this
don't
L-shaped
run off
building.
Without us again. What is this shit?
So as you're in this L-shaped building, you're at, like, the bottom of the L. And now, so you know, like, right around the corner, you can see this fungus person. And then where you came up, the trapdoor was at the base of the L. So you can, like, stand as in the middle of between the two of them as possible. But you're like...
Awesome!
Everything is awesome.
This is fine!
And I'm just gonna be like, there's some worm dude in the tentacle fuck! Watch out, guys!
Got it!
Kara's like, worm dude tentacle fuck, and she tries to scurry up the ladder. And then,
there's your metal band.
There we go. And she takes another lash from the tentacles, but she climbs up the rest of the way, and she immediately, you see that she is just boiling with rage, and she goes swinging out with her sword towards the mushroom person. And you see that she just slashes into it, and from its its shell fungus composed robes, you see just worms fly off as she hacks into this creature. And it takes some damage.
Sorry, did Chance's turn get skipped? I thought he went before Kara.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay. I mean, Kara can do that. I'll go with the next one. You got this, babe.
Excellent. And yeah, she is just hacking away at this thing, and you just see it just insects and scorpions and fungus just fly off of this body. And then Chance.
Cool. So is that thing dead? Is that cool?
It's not dead. It's very much alive.
But just a pile of bugs.
And it, no. as it's taken hits.
In a human just, shape. Yeah. In a trench coat. Yeah,
made of fungus. Fungus trench coat.
Awesome. Okay. And then I'm going to go ahead and use my channel divinity feature. So all of a sudden, instead of one chance, there are two chances as a shadow version of myself splits apart. And we move in unison. And basically, we're going to go ahead and flank this thing here. And so that took my action to do that, but we're going to move into place, and then I'm also going to summon my spiritual weapon, which is like a black ice pick that appears. Ooh. And tries to stab into the back of this thing.
Kara says as she sees the second chance spear, everyone deserves a second chance! Do you get it?
Yeah, that's the whole... Point in my name. All right, here we go. okay, so that is going to be... Oh, what do I add to? Is that my spell attack modifier? Oh, yeah, plus 9. Whoop. Jesus! 24 to
definitely
hit.
Definitely does!
Okay, sweet. That good ice pick is going to get him for 12 damage.
Nice.
And so it stabs him in the bibbity back. And now there are two chances.
Flank him! All right, excellent. All right, so as now these two chances have started to flank around this creature, it is going to, let's see here.
Quit.
Yes.
we hear a whistle. Goodbye. And it pulls out a time card.
gotta go.
This is
have
hard.
Have more children to no, mind fuck. Goodbye.
Now, yeah, and now that Kara and Chance are both around it, and it feels as, it looks as, it has this body language as if it has suddenly become threatened. And you see that around it, very space seems to warp. And Celeste, I'm going to have you make a wisdom saving throw.
Why? Okay, 21.
Ooh,
Claire X.
Luckily, this is my good one.
And as you felt as if you had were about to be transported to another place.
Oh, what a dick!
You see that you're like, no, I'm here. This is where I am. This is what I'm doing.
I'm here for a reason.
But
mushroom,
mushroom bullshit.
Mushroom boy trying to send me off to God knows God where.
but as you anchor yourself in your feet, in your body, where you are, your brain becomes racked with this pain as if this pulsating migraine lashes through your mind, and you take 19 psychic damage.
Oh, holy crap! Your boy is getting beat up.
And then, as Arnadel is still at the base of the tree, these tentacles are going to lash out at you now, and one of them just lands solid purchase on you, and you take 17 acid damage as you feel this acrid fluid just splash against you.
Mm-mm.
And then, let's see here. And then, Arnadel, it is your turn. His children are swarming in.
I'm assuming that I've already floated to the top of where I need to be and kind of landed.
Oh, yeah, so you float to the top. There is kind of like a window opening that you can pull yourself into to get into the clubhouse area.
And I guess I got lassoed in by that acidic tendril.
Well, not in, it just was like it like grabbed at your ankle.
It did slappies.
And so you can pull yourself into the room.
I really hope it made that noise.
It's playing grab ass at the window.
Yeah. Well, I like get
I'm a demon.
So I go ahead and get my buns in there and stop concentrating on levitate, and I'm gonna smack it with. Every time I want to not use Agonizing Blast, but fuck it, let's use Agonizing Blast. Why the fuck not? Let's do it. So that's
oldie but a goodie.
It is an oldie but a goodie. So the first one is going to be, oh my god, math, 16.
That just barely misses.
Okay. Second one's, I still have two, right? I'm pretty sure I just have two.
Yes.
Second one's going to be...
Or you have three now since we're level 11.
Oh, fuck yes. So number two is going to be 18 to hit.
That does hit.
Sweet. So
17 is your own number for this fungus-robed creature.
Oh my god. Let's see, that's going to be 1d10, where is that at? So first damage is going to be... Really? Oh yeah. 9 damage on that one.
Whoop.
And then the second one. Oh, fuck yeah. That's going to be a 22. And that damage is going to be 13 points of damage.
Beautiful.
On acidic tendril.
I love it. And that brings us up to Viridian.
Clack, 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 clack. Oh, yeah. Am I able to get my little giant fire beetle up the...
Oh, definitely. Yeah, and I would say it takes about like 10 feet of movement, so you'll still have however much movement you have left as a giant beetle.
Yeah, 20 feet. And when I get up there, how far away is our mushroomy cloaked companion?
I would definitely say you can make it with the rest of your movement.
Sweet.
Nah, it's not a large place, as you might imagine these children have constructed.
It's a clear page.
Yeah, Viridian realizes... Now that she's past the disgusting children, maybe this wasn't the best move because not a lot of damage can be inflicted. You see, oh no, Farrah, no. You see one green fist punch through the exoskeleton of the giant fire beetle and start ripping it off, and then a sort of interstitial goo covered. Viridian shakes it off.
Sexy.
And then takes some from her bangs and flicks it at the mushroom man person and casts blight on them.
Kara says, "Sploosh."
Oh my.
How is that attractive? Oh my god.
Wow, don't kink shame Celeste. What the fuck?
Oh my god.
Don't yuck people young.
It was a double entendre with the onomatopoeia. No. And what you do when you see a sexy lady. You get it?
I gotta be kind of stoked
about the power not attractive?
Oh no, Chance takes 60 damage and is dead. Oh no, goodbye.
Oh, what does blight do?
Well, so this necromantic energy comes from this interstitial fluid. That's right, kids. Bugs have open veined hearts. It's very disgusting. I love it. So it's got to take a constitution saving throw, please.
Ooh, excellent. That is a 17.
Cool. Well, it beats it. So, but it takes half. So let me just roll. Holy. This is real. Sorry, I've never.
Yeah, blight's the shit, man.
Blight's a great spell.
I've never cast it quite this high, so.
Ooh, does the planty thing count as a, or does it count as a planty thing? Doesn't it do extra damage?
Oh,
to
yeah,
plant
it does.
Creatures?
They have to do a saving throw at disadvantage. Thank you.
It is not a plant thing.
Oh, rude. It's just wearing plants because that's what's
it's
in fashion.
Just wearing, it's just the
it has worm
plant.
Arms.
Yeah. as the goo slides down this person's face, they take 15 damage.
Nice, nice,
ooh, very nice.
This thing is a significantly smaller clump of bugs.
Bigs.
And then. Let's see here. And so as you are all now standing in this small kind of L-shaped clubhouse room, All of a sudden, that sickly sweet stench begins to overwhelm you as you see this kind of fog descend from the branches. And now, six children who are being tethered by these planty fungus-like tendrils descend from the branches above, and they jump you. And I would need you all to make a constitution saving throw.
Like little elastic children, like on little stage. Yeah. Like, whoa.
Sage, Arnadel got a natural 20.
Nice. Yeah. You're like, ah!
Dirty mouth! A 19 plus 7. 26.
I am going to use a luck reroll to reroll this dice. Because fuck that noise. Okay, that'll be a 17. Okay. it was a natural one.
Viridian, how did you do?
Dirty 20. Rain just punches a kid right in the face. And
oh my god.
Not today.
And you see all of these children descend down and they're being hung by these fungus nooses around their necks. They drop down towards the ground in front of you and this cloud of spores emanates from their bodies. But you're all like, eh. Cover your mouth!
Nope!
And you are able to suppress the effects of this spore cloud that has descended on you. Chance!
is what Chance says. And then, alright, well, now that I am flanking with my bad self, I'm going to go ahead and get a sneak attack on the dispatch. So, I'm going to pull out Chance's weapon, which is a boomerang that has a bunch of spikes on it, and I'm going to use it to club this thing while I'm here. So, it's sort of a half dagger, half boomerang.
I'm into it.
I'm going to get some stabbies. Here we go. Plus 10 to hit. That's amazing. 26.
That hit.
Cool. All right, so it's a d4 for my dagger ring, and then plus 6.
Dagger ring.
So that's going to be 8 damage plus my sneak attack. Okay. Wow, that's 2 sixes and a 5.
Nice.
So oh, yeah. 14, 25 damage. Ooh, total, boy. As I stab this thing with my dagger ring. And then I'm going to roll to see if I hit with my spiritual weapon. So my ice pick is still stabbing at a 2. Yep, 25.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, man, I love rogues. It's mid-max.
Rogues are so good.
Mid-max the shit out of this. I rolled an 8 on that.
Your spellcasting modifier?
Okay, then plus 5.
So 13.
Yep. So another 13 as my... So I'm stabby from behind. And it looks like Shadow Chance is doing it at the same time. So they're both stabbing into
Shadow
this thing.
And Shadow Chance holding, like, the ice pick.
Yeah, just like, so it's very, like, Jack Nicholson. this is all happening.
Katie, it's your turn.
Okay, bonus action. I, too, am also going to try to snip him with my scissors. Spiritual weapon. That's going to be, ooh, nice. 28 to hit.
Tell me how your spiritual scissors snip this foe.
Yeah, so they go up to him, and it's almost like they cut through him, but they come up with, like, a thread of life from him and start to, like, coarsely try to snip at it, and does damage to a thread of his life.
Oh, man. And as you snip through this final thread of life, all of a sudden it erupts in these pustules and acid, and everyone that is within 10 feet of it, which is to say everyone, is going to take this huge splash of acid damage, which I would say is not enough to kill you, but it fucking hurts as it splashes into your eyes and you're like, oh god,
I hate
you. Okay.
Viridian's crying because some of her bugs are dying underneath her pauldron.
My body is...
And then crying makes the acid worse because it's now just spreading in your eye.
No!
But then you see, as you kind of, like, you come to and you use your sleeve and you wipe this shit off of your face as you kind of get your bearings in and you manage to look out one of the cracks in the clubhouse walls and you see all the children are now looking around just dazed and confused And they all begin to cry. And like, where is my mom?
Oh, no. Oh, no, no, no.
Now is a true test, crying children.
Yeah, no.
I lay down. I give up.
Nope.
Wait, I want to see what was under the trap door. Is there still something down there?
So the creature that had been down there, as after this fungus ribbed creature has been slain, exploded. The creature that's surrounding the trapdoor now kind of disintegrates into this ash, as if something, whatever was tethering it here, its tethers has now been severed.
Oh my god! Is everybody okay?
Yeah. Brittany's gonna climb down. Are any of the kids hurt? Other than mentally, we don't really care. We may
know. They're scarred.
None of them are physically injured. It looks like they still have this very kind of deathy fungus kind of appearance to them, but it seems to have lessened a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Children, can any of you come? What happened to you?
Chance?
Yeah. Hi. I'm gonna usher them and start hugging. Hugging kids, and
yeah.
I'm sure I recognize all of them. Oh, yeah,
absolutely. They're all there on, Saturday church. And you see one of them, he's just, is a little boy named Timothy, who's one of, the altar boys. He's like, we were in our clubhouse, and then we were playing Cowboys and Indians, and then when some of us went into the clubhouse,
what does that mean, child?
And then everything went weird, and I don't remember how long have I been gone?
No, it's okay. You haven't been gone for very long.
30
whatever happened
years,
to you, it's fine. It's fine. It's
what?
Over now.
3 hours, just 3 hours. You're fine.
Okay.
Are all of you here? I'm going to do a head count and make sure everybody's here.
Yeah, you look through, you count, and you're like, you count that all of them are indeed here.
How are dumb noose kids, though?
Oh, yeah, no, we're...
Just curious.
They don't appear to be dead, but they are incapacitated.
Did you say noose?
Yep.
Yeah, they all dropped... spore bombs on us as they hung themselves from the tree.
Oh, yeah, I think I was getting... oh, God, I'm glad I missed that.
I'll start going and, curing some wounds mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. stuff, you know?
Yeah, I have revivifies mm-hmm. and cure wounds.
And yeah, and as you try to reach out with your curing and your healing spells, you feel that they don't exactly work. You think you would need some sort of, greater restoration kind of effect to help these children get back to normal faster.
Like, God.
Okay, well, I only got one of those, so let's start carting these kids.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Viridian claps, all right, kids, we're gonna follow the fireflies, and calls out into the wind, and a bunch of, I'd say 36 of fireflies show up, maybe, and start dancing around and leading us through the forest back to New Breach.
Yeah, and as kids are mesmerized by bubbles, they're very much in the same way the fireflies, trying to bap them out of the air and clap them in their hands, and you're able to lead them back to their parents. And while their parents look concerned about their visages, they are relieved to have them back.
I assure you, we will do everything we can to restore your children to their original forms.
Well,
we are still investigating exactly what happened out there, but for now they're safe.
Yes, you have in fact delivered them safe to their homes, where they may receive a full night's rest, as with you all. And you have saved the children of New Breach.
Yay! Oh my god, that was horrible.
Farrah, let's go get a booze trough.
Yay!
Yeah, booze trough!
Yes!
I need it. It's on me.
Yeah.
Not on me, I'm just, I'm paying for it. Yeah.
I'm really trying to,
Thank you.
I'm gonna have nightmares about this. That's fucking horrifying to think about.
Well, thank you all. I have truly been your spoopy teller. Storyteller Sage!
I have been your NPC who made it through luckily somehow. Chance, played by me. My name in real life is Celeste Cunwich. Oh, this is hard.
You went in the wrong order. Brittany was supposed to go before you. B is before Chris.
I was like, see, I was first. Damn it.
I've been here doubly horrified. On the one end, kids in general are horrifying to me, and on the other, really? Insects. And then children vomiting insects. Sage. My God.
Chanting through worms. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Whoa.
And I've been Viridian Green, your very happy, like in heaven, half-orc Innomancer Druid. My real name is Jen Vaughn.
Yeah, Jen, also tell people where they can find you out in the big wide world.
If you're into D&D podcasts, which I guess you are if you're here.
Otherwise, what are you doing?
Yeah, you can listen to my podcast where I play a tiefling ranger, Riot. It's family friendly, all women as well, D20 Dames. You can find it anywhere podcasts are free, or you can watch my RPG show, Jen Vaughn's Big Dungeon Show. We've been playing Dread this month, and next month we're going to be playing something very spooky and fun and from the 80s.
Ooh, so. Yes, I definitely recommend D20 Dames. As I was actually a babysitter for a number of years, and I got one of the kids that I babysit into D&D, and I was like, let's listen to D20 Dames, yay! And so now, like, he has his mom text me about the review of your last episode that came out, and he's just like, oh my god, I love it! And so you have a fan named Jason.
Yes. I will send you $5 in the mail, Sage. Thank you.
And last but not least,
it's me, Katie. I played your traumatized chiefling, Farrah Valen. And I'm ready for bed and nightmares.
Yeah, this is so much trauma.
Everyone go to sleep watching The Office and shake it off.
Wow.
Awesome. Okay, I guess I'll jump in here. Thank you, everybody, of course, for watching the stream. This is Venture Maidens. If you didn't know that, hello! If you would like to support our show, if you like what we do here, please give us some follows on social media. So, at Venture Maidens on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook. If you really like what we do, go ahead and check out our Patreon, where you can donate monthly. We just started adding on every other weekend. We're not doing a main episode. We're going to be playing through Descent into Avernus, which Sage is also DMing.
Hey,
did
you like all the horrible things that I did to everyone? Come see it happen!
This is what... Yay!
I'm so about to punch a necromancer.
Now, yeah, so every week now you can find us here streaming on Wednesdays, either Descent into Avernus or regular games. And like I was saying, that audio is available in a podcast form only for our patrons. So if you donate at just $1 a month, you get an entirely new podcast. It's the best deal in podcasting. Yeah, but thank you everybody so much for being here. And so Jen, we're going to do the thing where we all like pause and then say venture away together at the same time. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Let's go.
Okay. So until next time,
venture away!
Venture away, everybody! That was awesome!
Hey, my name is James Intricasso, and I'm the host of Tabletop Babble, which is a role-playing game discussion podcast where I bring on awesome industry guests like Matthew Mercer, Ruth Tillman, Wolfgang Bauer, Cat Cool, and so many others. We talk RPG news, give advice, laugh, argue. It is a fun time, just like you'd have at a convention or local friendly game store. Check out Tabletop Babble at DontSplitThePodcastNetwork.com.